الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا صدق الله العظيم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي دور شيخ الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, we have been covering the history of Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the last session of Darsi Hadith, we touched on the history of the pillars in the main sector of Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To my best knowledge, we covered the history on the pillar Ustuwanatul Mukhallaqa, Ustuwanay Hannana, the pillar which is named after the date tree, and also Ustuwanay Aisha and Ustuwanay Abu Lubaba radiallahu ta'ala. That pillar is named after the famous Sahabi Hazrat Abu Lubaba radiallahu ta'ala. There are another three pillars in Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which also hold great significance. And these three pillars are attached to the wall of the main hujra of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What we have is the inside section of the rawza, where all the chambers of the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were, the main room where Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting. That is the main chamber. And then we have another covering. It's not a wall, but it is a covering, a see-through covering. And the pillars are attached to that covering on the western block of Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Eastern block. Western block is where Bab-e Jibreel is, and towards Bab-e Rahma is the eastern block. And the first pillar that is close to the Qibla is Ustuwanatus Sarir. Ustuwanatus Sarir. The ulama say that this pillar is the closest to the auspicious body of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The closest. And the reason why this pillar is named as Sarir. In the Arabic language, Sarir means an area where an individual sits. In the Masjid of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that was the usual place of Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam, where he would sit and take a rest. It is said that Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala an is the narrator, that whenever Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed atikaf in the month of Ramadan, Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam's bedding was put there. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ka bistra waha rakha jata. And that is why it is known as Ustuwanay Sarir. Later on, when Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala became a khalifa, it is said he would also put the bedding in that exact area where Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was resting. That is why it is known as Ustuwanay Sarir. It is so important that when we go and visit Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's peak period in the month of Ramadan, and now it's peak period all the time. But perhaps straight after the Hajj season is a good time to go. And if there's not a great rush in Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you take with you someone, a local brother that is there also, a lot of guides, ulama, shuyukh are there who know the history of Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's always nice to perform salah in that area, close to the pillar in Masjid Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine Ustuwane Sarir, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sit there all the time and make atikaf there. That area is a blessed area. And no doubt if you perform your salah there, the spirituality, the ruhaniyat will definitely come into you. Ustuwane Sarir. The middle pillar, just after Ustuwane Sarir, is another pillar which is known as Ustuwane Hirs. Ustuwane Hirs. Hirs in the Arabic language means to protect someone, to guard someone, to give security to someone. When Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Madinatul Munawwara, obviously the Kuffar, the Meccans, wanted to plot against Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also the Jews, the local Jews that were living in Madinatul Munawwara. The companions were very, very careful when it came to giving security to Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam. So a lot of the companions, what they would do is stand just outside where the chamber of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala an was, and where the door opened, that is the exact area where this pillar is. And that is why it is known as Ustuwane Hirs. Hirs means that where the companions would stand in the night, they would take turns to protect and give security to Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam. And a lot of companions would stand there. And also at the same time, parda was maintained all the time. Parda was maintained all the time. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's uncle, Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, even he would stand there with the companions, making sure that in the night Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is safe, and during the daytime, if Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam was in the room, there was a group of companions outside. If Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went anywhere, the close companions were fully aware of the whereabouts of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until this ayat kareema was revealed. That is why it is the sunnah to take precautionary measures. Once a friend of mine, he said to me, "Maulana, you have an alarm system in your car?" I said, "Yes." He said, "Isn't that against the taqwa?" I said, "Yes, my taqwa is not that high. I am just a servant of Masjid Umar, and I am a sinner. You are better than me. The reason why I put myself forward here is that possibly Allah will forgive me. Inshallah. So my taqwa is not that high. Subhanallah, what can you say? If I asked him, he had a passport. I didn't want to get into an argument. He's a friend of mine, alhamdulillah. Aap Hazrat jante bhi hain. Achhe aadmi hai, nek aadmi hai, namazi hai, mashallah. So he said to me, "Isn't that against the taqwa?" I said, "No, I don't think so." So precautionary measure is jais. There's nothing wrong with it. And this is Islam. If you are ill, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, go to the doctor. Don't just say, "Alhamdulillah, Allah will give shifa." Allah is the one who will give you a cure anyway. But you have to go and take the medication and check yourself out to a doctor, someone who knows the human body. Go to him, whoever it may be, mashallah. That is the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why a lot of the times Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would even consult the close companions, which is known as mashwara. Washawirhum fil amr. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would take opinion. What is your opinion? That is the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until this ayat kareema was revealed, "Wallahu ya'asimuka minan nas." That, "Oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will protect you from the people." The minute this ayat kareema was revealed, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called all the companions and he says, right, I don't want no one around my house. I want no protection. And in reality, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not want protection. But these people were lovers of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew the intense love that they had, even standing close to the hujra of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For them, subhanallah, it was like performing salah in Kaaba. That is how it was for them. To see Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam come out and to go in. And if he comes out, if he needs something, he would say, like, I want this, this is what I need, go here, go there, go this. And it was a pleasure for them. They did it with the heart. So Wallahu ya'asimuka minan nas. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them, I don't want no security from the people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is protecting me. Subhanallah. That is why the ulama have said that three things, if acquired, is considered to be the pinnacle of good character. The pinnacle of good character. Bahut unche akhlaq. And the companions had this quality inside them. An individual, the more he loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now listen to my words carefully. The more he loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more the creation of Allah will love him. The more you love Allah, the more the creation of Allah will love you. Everyone will love you. And this is in the hadith of Qudsi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the angels that so and so person that lives in Leicester, so and so person lives up north somewhere, in the south somewhere, Jibreel, Mikael, Israfil, all of you come here. Remember, that person, he is very close to me. I love him. He takes my name all the time. All the angels, again, seven heavens, all sit together. Right? Be careful. Allah has said that that person is special. And then the angels come down. And then those angels who do the duty on this earth, they are informed of that person. And whenever that person comes, he is looked at in an honorable way. And naturally, everyone who looks at him, subhanallah, the hearts automatically are attached to that individual. Everyone. So much so, in the hadith it comes that if an individual goes out in the path of Allah with sincerity to seek knowledge, even the fishes in the ocean make dua for him. Machliya, uske liye dua kar. Subhanallah. Why? The more you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more people will love you. That is why. Once Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi's father said to his son, one was Akbar Ali and one was Ashraf Ali. One was Akbar Ali and Now I am talking about this great scholar of India, of Thanabon, the author of this most fantastic kitab written, Behesht-i-Zewar, famously known. Not just for women, even men can benefit from it. And many, many other kitabs that this sheikh has written. Bayanul Quran, he has touched everything, Qiraat, Fiqh, Usul, Arabi, subhanallah. Great scholars would go to him and would be in his khidmat. Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi says that I was young at that time and my father was standing in front of me and my brother Akbar Ali, who was older than me, was with me. So the father put both of us to test and said that, Akbar Ali, what do you want to become when you grow up? कहते जी डॉक्टर बनना है माशाल्लाह और डेंटिस्ट बनना है लॉयर बनना है हाफिज बनना है आलिम बनना है हर आदमी की तमन्ना है एवरीवन माशाल्लाह एंड अकबर अली सेड टू द फादर आई वांट टू बिकम एंड इन उर्दू इट इज नोन एज डिप्टी कलेक्टर डिप्टी deputy collector. And this was when the British were ruling India at that time. So a deputy collector's position was very high. So when he came into any city of India, a deputy collector was basically that man who was running the show. He knew everyone, the police and everyone. All the finance and everything was with him. And when he came into the city, all the doors would open up for him, great fame and great respect is given to him. So Akbar Ali said to his father, Abba, hume jo hai na deputy collector banna. Maulana Thanvi, Rahmatullah Ali's father looked at him, good boy. And then the little Ashraf Ali, Maulana Thanvi, Rahmatullah Ali, at that time was young. Ashraf Ali, what do you want to become? Maulana Ashraf Ali looked at the dad and says, Abba, I want to become a great alim. I want to become a great alim. Now brothers, remember one thing, no way are we putting our Muslim doctors down, our Muslim professionals down. No, subhanAllah. It is, at the end of the day, it is taqwa. What is it? It is taqwa. As an individual, whoever has got taqwa, he is the shining star. Taqwa is important. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْزُرُ إِلَىٰ سُوَرِكُمْ. You can be a person working in the factory, but if you are a muttaqi, subhanAllah, you are everything. So let us not forget that. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْزُرُ إِلَىٰ سُوَرِكُمْ. Allah does not look at your face, or وَلَا إِلَىٰ أَمْوَالِكُمْ, or to your wealth, or the color of your skin, your credentials, your position. وَلَكِنْ يَنْزُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ. Allah looks at your heart. Nevertheless, Walana Thani says, I want to become an alim. So the father said, why do you want to become an alim? 10, 15, 20 years ago, what would happen is that in the family, if there was a child who was a troublemaker, the parents would say to him, what do we do with this child? Send him to Darul Ulum. What do we do? Send him to Darul Ulum. Let the Maulana sort him out. Put him in an Islamic institute somewhere. And if there was a bright child, mashallah, if the father notices, mashallah, this child can memorize everything and he's clever, witty. So no, we'll send him to university. We'll send him to college, university, and private tuition, mashallah. And that troublemaker was not so clever. Send him to madrasa. Allah jane, whatever is with his kismat, Allah knows. Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayh at that age said to his father, he says, father, no doubt what my brother has said, to be a deputy collector, a lot of people give you respect. They give you the path to walk in. Everything is there. But this honor is an artificial honor. He says, I have seen those who are pious and those who are scholars, Allah wale log. I have seen that the love that is presented to them is with ikhlas, with sincerity. And I have never seen anyone kiss the hands of a deputy collector, but I have seen 10, 15 people kissing the hands of great scholars and ulama. So I'd rather become a scholar. That is why Sahaba-i Kiram Ajmaeen, subhanAllah. So the more you love Allah, the more people will love you. SubhanAllah. So the more you love Allah, the more people will love you. What a beautiful usul Islam has given. That is one. Number two, the more you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more this ra'ab, jisko kehte hain, mar'ub, the more will be instilled in the hearts of people. So when they see you, you only fear Allah, but when they see you because of your powerful presentation, your character, aapki wajahat jisko kehte hain, your samjhe na, ra'ab jisko kehte hain. Because of that, people will stay behind and look at you and will think twice to do or say anything to you. But from the area, And this awe was given to Huzur alayhi salam. It is said that Nusirtu bil-Ra'ab, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Nusirtu bil-Ra'ab, Allah has helped me with this ni'mah that He has given me of Ra'ab. People fear me. People fear me. As in not fear like how one should fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but this natural awe. When you see Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam, Allahu Akbar, breathtaking. His personality, his method of talking, his face, his character, everything. One would just stand and look at him first. Nusirtu bi ra'ab. In the hadith it comes, Masiratu shahrin. If someone was living as far as 1 month of Madinatul Munawwara, my character is felt to that person who is living 1 month away from Madinatul Munawwara. 1 month away. Allahu Akbar. That is why some of the companions would say that we come close to Huzur alayhi salam with the intention that today we will tell him or ask him this, what is in our heart, but when we see him, we forget everything. When we see him, we forget everything. Why? And this happens with a lot of the ulama and a lot of the shuyukh. Meri tara nikamma aadmi ho, there is no problem. You can come and touch me and do whatever you want. Mauli sahab, come here, push me. Aapne baat keh di, koi nahi. Lekin agar koi bahut bada aadmi ho, bahut bade alim ho, aadmi izzat karta hai, ikram karta hai, you will think twice. Allahu Akbar, how do we approach him? How do we talk to him? And in fact, you would even think twice of how to utter the right words, phrase everything the correct way. You want to phrase everything the correct way to him. Dekhi, Maulana Yusuf Mutala sahab, brothers, I don't know if you have seen him. We, alhamdulillah, prayed in the madrasa. Maulana Yusuf Mutala sahab is a young man, not that old when it comes to age, mashallah. But I have seen a lot of people, when they sit in front of him, they sit with great respect, and there is this awe that he has also got. A lot of the shuyukh, a lot of the ulama have that. Why? The more you fear Allah, the more people respect you. The more people respect you. That is why Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala, the Romans would want to come just to see his face. The Persians would travel from Persia, Iran, Uzzamane mein, just to see who this man Umar is. Who is this man that everything obeys him? Who is this man? Ye aadmi kaun? So you fear Allah, everyone will respect you. The more you love Allah, everyone will love you. Harun Rashid, have you heard of his name? A great king. His wife's name was Zubaydah. Kya naam tha? Zubaydah. He was living in his palace, mashallah. And you're living up there, you can see everything down there. And the masajid, mashallah. Downhill, Harun Rashid was outside in his balcony looking at the beautiful view that was outside. At a distance he saw Imam Abu Yusuf. Who is Imam Abu Yusuf? Abu Yusuf is the student of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi. And what he saw is Imam Abu Yusuf is walking with kitabs in his hands, a great scholar. And rushing behind him is a team of people. That if he stops, everyone stops. If he walks, everyone. Like this magnetic touch, you know, subhanAllah. Awamun Nas, when they see sometimes, ke ji, fala maulvi ke itne murid hai. Kya hai? Hamara kya jata hai? So what? If an individual has got a following, if an alim has got a following that 50, 20 people walk with him, to hame pet mein kya takleef ho rahi? Why should we feel the pinch? What is the problem? Subhanallah. There are students, young Muslims, who follow the football matches and they support the teams and they know the names of all the players. Everybody in this dunya, people follow them. And if somebody is with a scholar, what is wrong? One should be happy, alhamdulillah, at least he is in the right company.
At least he is in the right company. He is walking with someone who is pious. Subhanallah. Our thinking is so low and straightforward, my brothers, bluntly speaking, it boils down to hasad. What does it boil down to? Hasad. Hasad. Hasad ki wajah. Dekh nahi sakte. Dekh nahi sakte. To dekhne ki aadat dale. Get used to it. Get used to it. And this honor comes from Allah. This honor comes from Allah. And Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullah alayhi would walk, and there is a team behind him. And he entered the masjid. And Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullah alayhi, when you enter the masjid, you take your shoes out. Shoes by nikala. And there was a jihad there. People were fighting to pick up his shoes. And the king Harun Rashid is looking at everything from the balcony. Subhanallah. And Zubaydah is looking at the face of Harun Rashid. And a pious woman she was, she came to Harun Rashid, she said, Badshah Salama, is everything okay? I'm looking at your face, the color of your face is changing. He's saying, Zubaydah, I am the king, I am the leader. But subhanallah, look at Abu Yusuf. No one fights to pick up my shoes, and here we have 10-15 people fighting to pick up Abu Yusuf's shoes. And until one shoe was taken on the left hand side and the other shoes was on the right hand side. And then Imam Abu Yusuf looked and he said, ha ha. So the other one said to the other one, look, I'm taking one shoe and you take the other shoe, no fighting. I'm taking one shoe and you take the other shoe. SubhanAllah. And they put the shoes in the masjid. SubhanAllah. Now, do you think Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullah alayh is full of pride that he wants this? No, Allahu Akbar. Why? They are connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah. When you love Allah, everyone loves you. When you fear Allah, everyone fears you, respects you. And the more you worship Allah, the more people will serve you. Teen baat. Kitni? Teen baat. The more you worship Allah, Allah ki jitni tumne zyada ibadat ki, itne hi tumhare khadim honge, itne hi tumhare khadim honge. Insan azad paida hota hai. Nobody comes in this world in that state that he is a slave of someone. He is a free man, born free. Subhanallah. But the more you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more people will want to serve you. Ji name. Nek aadmi hai ji, Allah ka banda hai, subhanallah. And that is what you see. That is why wallahu ya'asimuka minan nas. Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam's worship and his ibadat, not just the companions, the whole world would obey us sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If he said to the tree, come here, the tree would come. If he spoke to the mountains would speak. Huh? Subhanallah. If he lifts up his auspicious hand and points to the moon will split open. This is the miracle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that one cannot reject. These are three things. And the ulama say, there are another three things when Allah is pleased with you, when Allah is pleased